It's Tuesday, October 4th, National Taco Day across the Republic, and no matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Grab a pencil and take notes, because we got your tip sheet for tonight's vice presidential debate. Oh, yes, we do. May we suggest that tonight you skip on the spirits and instead bring coffee to your debate drinking game? After all, this is a vice presidential debate, remember, and you need to stay awake. So, pick a candidate. Got one? You listen for a cue and you take a swig of your mocha java latte chino. Here are the official words to listen out for according to the official list at debatedrinking.com. Tonight's cues for Democrat Tim Kaine: Virginia, guns, anything in Spanish, middle class, military, and together. The cues for Republican Mike Pence: Indiana, Second Amendment, Constitution, budget, religion, and shoulders. And both sides get a shot of Java if any of these words come up: governor, TPP, or Reagan. It used to be that people concerned about the state of political coverage in America worried about the horse race. Remember the constant obsession with who's ahead? This year, the fear is that with likability ratings being such a big deal, both sides are fixated on landing the biggest or nastiest punch, a blow that will decisively take out the other. You know, it almost happened in a vice presidential debate back in 1988 when Texas Senator Lloyd Benson, a Democrat, softly pounded his Republican rival, Senator Dan Quayle of Virginia, with the now immortal quip, "Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy." Those expecting such fireworks in tonight's presidential debate may be disappointed, but those looking for substance, you know, policy, could be a different story tonight if anyone's watching. One person you can bet will be watching tonight's debate: Jennifer Murchia. She is an associate professor in the Department of Communication at Texas A&M. She studies the American presidency and political discourse. Dr. Murchia, thanks for taking some time to join us on The Standard.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
The first presidential debate obviously drew in a record viewing audience. You think this one's going to get as much attention?
I do not, no.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I'm with you there. Is it something about the vice presidential position that makes it less interesting, or something about the candidates themselves?
So the vice presidency has become a more important post over the last 2 decades, I think. And so there is reason to want to watch. These are people who will have impact on the policy decisions that are made in their respective White Houses. Donald Trump, in particular, said that he was going to offload most of the work of the presidency, in fact, to the vice president. So there's some reason to be interested in what Mike Pence has to say.
Indeed.
But I don't think that either of these candidates are quite as interesting in drawing people's attention. So while I think that there are good rational reasons for why we ought to watch tonight, and I'll definitely be watching with my students, I don't know that we'll see as much interest in it.
This is an interesting thing, though, because on the one hand, people were watching that presidential debate for zingers and burns and who's gonna slug the hardest. Here, I think there is an opportunity, at the very least, to talk about more substantive issues without that expectation weighing down on those who are participating. No.
Absolutely. I think that both of the candidates will probably do a very good job of explaining their respective parties' platforms. They're both sort of moderates within the current iterations of their party. Mike Pence, I don't think, would be a moderate normally, but in 2016, I think he probably
Everything is relative.
Right in the center.
Right, exactly. And what about Democrat Tim Kaine?
Yeah, and Tim Kaine, you know, he's a civil rights lawyer. He's sort of progressive in his own way. And I think that he probably is right in the center of the Bernie Sanders, Clinton, you know, Democratic Party of 2016. So I think that they both will represent their party's perspectives well. I'm hoping that we will see some policy debate this time, because there are real policy issues to be discussed and differences between the two parties. We were a little bit light, I think, on policy in the first debate. We were heavier on zingers. Mm-hmm. You know, I watch with the Aggie Agora, and we participate in debate watch with students from around the country. We use a common hashtag, and we call out fallacies together.
Well, will you share that hashtag with us or no?
Sure. It's TRDW. Which stands for Team Rhetoric Debate Watch. And so there'll be students, 20, 30 universities across the country watching tonight, and we'll be calling out ad baculum, ad hominem, slippery slope, you know, these kinds of fallacies that are common. And so we're hoping to hold him accountable.
Well, which raises, I mean, I was going to ask you, since you study rhetoric, and for those of us who haven't, what specifically are you looking for?
You know, a lot of times we'll watch a debate and we'll say, oh, I don't, they didn't answer the question. But so what we're looking for is, what strategy did they use to avoid answering the question?
That's fascinating.
So like, how did they do it?
How much do you think all of this ultimately matters when it comes to the outcome in November?
Yeah, I think that probably in 2016, the vice presidential debate is going to matter less than the presidential debates. In 2008, I think it was an important debate, and that was largely because people were really interested in Sarah Palin and how the choice of Sarah Palin as a vice presidential candidate reflected back,
yes, right,
on the judgment of John McCain. And in this case, I think that Tim Kaine and Mike Pence are probably both, you know, reasonable choices. And so we're not interested to see how that reflects back on Clinton and on Trump. We're interested maybe more just to learn a little bit about policy, hopefully, this time.
Jennifer Murcia is a communications professor at Texas A&M University. Thanks so much for sharing your insights with us.
My pleasure.